Unkindness is a serial killer. Death in the flesh sometimes seems like a less excruciating way to succumb than the slow and steady venom unleashed by mean-spirited, cruel words and actions that poison you over time. I guess that's why I can't stand the old children's rhyme, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Every time I hear it, I think to myself, that's a lie. You can dodge a rock, but you can't unhear a word. You can't undo the intentional damage that some words have on your mind, body, and spirit, especially a word like ugly. There's a funny way that some people interact with those they deem physically unattractive. Usually, they stare for about a half a beat too long. When they are noticed, they smile a small, guiltily fading smile. Then, their eyes dart away, and their posture falls into an unsettling mix of toddler and chimpanzee, as if they don't know where to move next. Suddenly, they are fascinated by the nothingness over your shoulder. I know this act all too well, and I have seen it so often that I can spot it in the split second it takes to pass a stranger on the street. I can read the slight readjustments as discomfort churns through their body. There is just a millisecond of disgust, sometimes offset by embarrassment. And then, if confronted by my brief, unrelenting stare, guilt. I know this because I'm ugly. At least that's what the world finds new ways to tell me every day. As a very young girl, I thought I was just as cute as any other little brown girl on my block. I was wrong. I remember when I first found that out. I was standing in line at the pharmacy, talking to this lovely father and his beautiful daughter. The little girl talked to me the whole time we were in line. Her father was engaged too. When they completed their purchase, the girl said goodbye and so did her dad. They started to walk off and I moved up in line, but something made them stop within earshot. Perhaps he was counting his change or making sure he had everything before leaving. Whatever it was, I heard the little girl say, "Daddy, that girl looks like a Maya, right?" Her father's tone, which had been so warm and friendly, was sharp and laced with hostility when he responded. It was a tone I would hear so many times over the next few decades. "No, she's too ugly to look like a Maya. You see how big her nose was? That girl was ugly." And then he laughed. The cut took time to register. Was he talking about me? I paid for my purchase and walked back home feeling numb and dazed. I was embarrassed. Was I ugly? When I got to my room, I pulled out a small photo album my mother had bought me and looked at the few pictures I had tucked away in the side flaps. There was one of me posing and smiling at the camera, like how I thought a model would. It was in a set of black and white pictures my mother's photographer friend snapped randomly one night. I studied and studied it. What did ugly even mean? No one had ever called me that before. I was tall and skinny and brown-skinned with full lips and what my nana called a bell pepper nose. I had been teased about each feature, but put together, they had never equaled ugly. I didn't understand. And I wanted to. I desperately wanted to. But the man and his beautiful girl were gone. They had left me to figure it out on my own. I ran over every part of our interaction from the moment I stepped in the line to the last words I heard from his mouth. I ran it over and over, and I came to the same conclusion every time. I just didn't know. But the word was lodged in the back of my mind. And it reared its head with every bit of evidence it collected. In the pharmacy, I remembered wondering if the dad would think I was some kind of troublemaker. I had made small talk to show him that I was a good girl. I was extra polite. I was extra kind to his daughter. I was a good girl. But I was still ugly to him. And ugly is like a disease to some people. They act as if they might catch you ugly if you get too close. They stare with resentment like it's your fault they have to see your face.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.